Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Mike Maniscalco doesn't want to have a hot dog is a sandwich conversation. That was probably, I don't know how many, 6 months ago. But I mean,
probably still relevant.
It's always relevant. Mm-hmm. First of all, it is a sandwich. Yeah. It just is. It's a specific sandwich, but it's a sandwich. It's not the number 9 from Jersey Mike's.
Right.
Right.
Or 7, my favorite.
Oh, is a 7 your favorite?
Yeah,
my kid does a 3. I like the 9. Sean Hill, Hurricanes legend, who, don't you know, is a Jersey Mike's guy. And I guess your new one's opening in, Lewisburg, right? Coming up tomorrow?
Next Wednesday. Grand opening, yep, in the Walmart Center out in Lewisburg.
That's in my neck of the woods.
There you go. If I showed up tomorrow, I'd be completely out of luck. But I'll go. Are you going to make sandwiches up there?
I'm gonna attempt to make sandwiches. Hopefully, it's those nights when you just don't have it on the ice. I hope I don't have those nights in the store and get everything mixed up and mayo everywhere, oil everywhere, the juice, you know.
I want to see you in a hairnet. That's all I need to see. So
that might be hard to do. We do hats. We don't do hairnets. But if you know what, I might put one on for you.
Thank you very much. Good luck with the good luck with the new shop up there in Lewisburg. Let me ask you this, because we're at a time of the year. Sean Hill is joining us, Hurricanes legend. We're at a time of the year where everybody is talking about, nationally anyway, and I guess a little bit locally, talking about trade deadlines and what teams need and all of that. How do players deal with that? I mean, I know you can't because you have to keep focused on what you're doing, but it's a reality of the business that every team is trying to improve. There are 23 guys on the roster right now, so if they bring somebody in, it's at the expense of somebody. Explain that dynamic.
Right. Yeah, that's always kind of a, the double-edged sword. It's you got a team like Carolina who, are a pretty close-knit team. Obviously, a very good team, a contender already without doing anything. But, sometimes to get over that hump, you need an extra piece or two. And, I'm sure Carolina, if they can make their roster better without giving up, a ton, and not sacrifice the future, they're definitely going to do it. But, as a player, it's always, depends on where you are. It depends the type of team you're on. If you're on a team that's in the bottom, quarter of the league or whatever, and, you kind of look at it as a little bit of a way out and, the chance of, join a team like the Hurricanes, if you're on a, last place or close to a team, it's kind of like new life and total change of everything. What a dynamic coming from a team that's losing, 3 out of 4 games, and now all of a sudden you jump on a team like the Canes and you got a great chance to win, man. It can really freshen up your outlook.
There's no question about that. Sean Hill is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. And the Hurricanes over the last several years have done, I would say they have tried to improve around the margins. There has not been anything major. We can go back to the season just before it shut down during the first part of the pandemic, when they did add Vincent Trocheck and Brady Shea. There were extenuating circumstances around that. One was a hockey trade for a player who was here for a few years, and Brady Shea is still here. That was more out of necessity than anything else. He has become just an outstanding player for this franchise and maybe somebody they have to keep going forward. But other than that, it's been kind of little tweaks here and there. If you look at this team, with respect to the personalities in the room, where do you think they need to get better?
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I think it's always, you look at what they have, and it's kind of, if you can add like a top six scorer, maybe a top nine guy, but goals get tough to come by when you get to the playoffs. And, when you look at it, if you can add somebody who's, can put it in the net and is a, known for that, and even better yet, has done it the playoffs. Obviously, you look at a player somewhere along those lines. I think our defense is pretty darn good. I don't think you need to do much there, but I would say probably at the forward position, if you can add somebody that can make a difference, that's, if I was playing GM, that's probably what I would be looking at.
All right, we're going to send that clip to Don Waddell right now. Sean Hill says get a top six or a top nine forward. It's interesting because, I'd spend so much time talking about this, and then I go on the podcast and I talk about it more, but I get a chance to be more, I spend more time on it. It's hard to see, all right, where did they move out? Like right now, I saw a story yesterday that, the Hurricanes had, been floating the name Martin Natchez out there. But the Natchez that I've watched over the last, since he came back from his injury, the last 14 games, that Martin Natchez seems like somebody you don't want to move. Too dynamic and has contributed goals in difficult spots at big times. Like, if anything happened with him, I would imagine it would happen in the offseason, no?
I don't know. That's so tough to talk about because, obviously he's a guy right now that is probably the Canes' most dynamic player. He's having a great year, when you think about that, though, he's probably not going to get a higher return than he would right now. But then again, do you want to see a guy who's, like you said, contributing a lot of nights and a lot of big goals? And that's just kind of the player that you're looking for to add. So do you give one of those up? If you do, you better get some darn good return back. But I think if he was the consistent type of player, if he produced like that consistently season after season, I don't think they would think about it. But they're probably, if they are actually having him out there and listening on offer, right, I would guess the reason would be because at the full body work with, add in some inconsistent stretches and that type of thing. But he's definitely playing great right now.
What do you think the hardest, Sean Hill is joining us. It says on my screen, former Carolina Hurricane. I think you're always part of this fraternity, sir, at least in my eyes. What's the hardest thing about being a player that comes into a new locker room at this time of the year?
I think it's just, obviously you want to just be yourself when you come in, and that's why they brought you in. But, it's also, you don't want to step on toes, but you also, like I said, you want to be yourself and be a confident player for that team and that type of thing. But, I think once you get on the ice and you play well on the ice, that's, the locker room will take care of itself after that when guys see that you're committed and sacrificing for this new group, so. I think that's the biggest thing. I think, there's always going to be a little bit of an adjustment in the locker room, but if you take care of your business on the ice, guys are going to, bend a little bit for you in the locker room and get to know you, and they'll realize that, you're bringing an asset to the team.
It does seem, it's interesting. You mentioned about, you wake up one day and you're buried in the standings, and the next day you go to a team like Carolina who's challenging at the top. What do you think Spencer Martin's world has been like over the last month and a half, going from getting waived by Columbus, last place Columbus, who Carolina will play on Thursday of this week, and now having played four games? I thought he was Carolina's first star in three of them, including the game against Buffalo. He was very good in the other one. He's 3-0-1. His head must be spinning, but he also knows that there are four goalies on the roster.
Right. I'm sure he's in a position, obviously getting some confidence and, And, you know, on the other hand, like you said, he knows what's going on. He knows there's other goalies around. And, you know, if I were him, I'd be looking at that game in Columbus. Hopefully Rod's going to play him and, you know, hopefully he has a game where he can look across at the other guys and say, how do you like me now, boys? But look at me here sitting with one of the top teams in the league and just got your number and that type of thing. But like you said, he's played amazing. And, you know, if he doesn't stay here, hopefully at least other teams will see that, you know, he can play and he can definitely help some teams.
I mean, he kind of has to stay. Don't they have to figure out a way to not lose Spencer Martin if they – you know, when Frederik Andersen comes back, if he's ready to draw in, say, sometime next week, don't they have to figure out a way to keep Spencer Martin on the roster?
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call. Click Grainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know, I don't know about enough about that stuff, you know, as far as cap and, you know,
right,
all that stuff. That's what, you know, when you're talking about trades and stuff, back when I started in the league, it used to be super easy. You trade a player for a player and every trade was a hot trade. And, you know, now
right,
you gotta get all the cap geeks involved and all that type of stuff, and it really makes it hard to negotiate that type of stuff. But you know, I don't know the ins and outs of that as far as that goes, but I mean, as a fan, which is what I am now, I you know, you just look at a kid like that and you think, wow, he deserves to stay. That unfortunately it doesn't mean he's gonna stay, you know, in this the way the business is, but you know, his play itself has been amazing, and I'm sure the guys want the best for him. And if they can figure out how to make it work, I'm sure the guys would love it.
Sean Hill joining us. Before we say goodbye, as somebody who plied his trade on defense, from your perspective, what is Jacob Slavin?
I was thinking about that, you know, before we got on, and I mean, he is just, you know, like you said, I'm a fan. I'm a huge fan. I appreciate you saying that. You'll always view me as a Hurricane,
yeah,
because my heart is definitely here. I love this team. You know, I love Roddy. I have a personal relationship with several of the guys. So, but thinking about Jacob Slavin, number one, he's an amazing, amazing person.
Yep.
From getting to know him, just crazy how good of a guy he is. And I don't know if it's possible, but he might be a better player than he is a person. And I don't, you know, that's crazy to even talk about, but the stuff he does on the ice defensively, you know, there's three times a game, if I'm watching the game, you know, with someone that really knows hockey, it's like, did he really just do that type of thing? I mean, and it's just subtle stuff that a lot of people would never know, or if they see it, they think other people can do it, which is just not the case. You know, I can't believe, you know, I knew he was very good before I moved back to Raleigh, but now watching him every night, man, it blows my mind. And I can't believe how good he is defensively. And there's a lot of good defensemen in the league, but, you know, I might have a little bit of an eye that leans this way, but I don't think there's anyone that compares to him in that regard in the league. And I've seen a big sample size of it now, and it's amazing how good he is.
His play with his stick is, I mean, it's a wizard.
Oh, it is ridiculous. And he does it so nonchalantly almost, you know, just backpedaling, and a guy tries to throw a fairly hard dump down the wall and he just knocks it out of the air. And then he not only knocks it out of the air, he usually gets it flat and zips it past 50 feet like before you even knew it. Most people would be looking for the puck in the corner and who's going to go get it. He's already completed the, you know, the turnaround and started it up the other way.
Sean Hill, former Carolina Hurricane, always a Carolina Hurricane. I appreciate your time. I'll come check you out when you open. You don't have to put on a hairnet for me at the Jersey Mike's in Lewisburg coming up on next Wednesday, a week from tomorrow. I'll see you then.
You got it. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Take care, Sean. Appreciate his time.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.